prior to the election on May 6th to fill three open seats on the board of directors for a park district in the Mid-Valley, there were complaints. Then-candidate Katie Schwer echoed concerns from other residents. She said the way the election was structured, with one polling place and no mail ballots, made it difficult to vote.
You know, there's been a lot of conversation about the ballots and that it wasn't a mail-in ballot. And, you know, that would be something that I would also work on the board, is having more accessibility from the public for the next election in 2 years to make sure that we correct all the confusion that's happened with this particular election.
Schwer was elected to the board for the Crown Mountain Park and Recreation District. The district is big, stretching from Old Snowmass to El Jebel and up the Frying Pan, and some voters said a lone polling place was tough to get to.
Unfortunately, that is a concern that our office hears fairly regularly during special district election season.
Rich Coolidge is a spokesman for the Colorado Secretary of State's office that helps with special district elections. But it's the job of an employee at the Colorado Department of Local Affairs to collect election results from districts across the state. Coolidge says fewer rules apply to special district elections than state or county elections. For example, certified voting machines must be used at the state and county level. Such hardware isn't required for special districts. And special districts don't always coordinate with a county clerk to run the elections. Coolidge says they may use a law firm or district employee instead.
So it's kind of a little like the Wild West for these special district elections.
Wild West with mail ballots.
But the independence these elections have, like their right to design and run their own elections, is something their supporters have fought for. And the idea could go back to the area's roots in an era of self-determination during Colorado's mining days.
Special districts actually have a history all the way back to the mining times in the late 1800s, because there were not services for water and sanitation and fire. So the miners and those that worked with the miners taxed themselves to provide those services.
Ann Terry is the director of the Special District Association of Colorado. Through the years, she says special districts have become more structured. Now 2,200 of them exist, from water and fire to hospital and parks districts. It's common to see proposed reform to special district elections and elections in general at the state legislature. This legislative session, the Special District Association backed an update to the code for special district elections. Terry says most important to the association is to keep polling places as an option as mail ballots become more common, along with keeping elections for board members in May.
We don't want to see that happen in November because the November ballots are rather lengthy, and we don't want to lose the identity or lose the attention of the voter by having just mail-in ballots in November.
When policy changes come down, it can be difficult for special districts to enact them because of the cost. Rich Coolidge at the Secretary of State's office says it's not uncommon to see these elections canceled. In the Roaring Fork Valley, cost was a factor in the Crown Mountain Park and Recreation District choosing to hold a polling place election. A mail ballot option would have been at least $15,000 more expensive, according to district officials. And even though there were complaints, they say holding voting at the park exposed many people to the area who hadn't been there before.